I'm Rita Ring, and it's September 23rd, 2005. And this is a message from God the Father and Mary and from Jesus. This daily message starts out with pictures of the ocean, and there's like two poles, and then the ocean is right behind it, like you're going to walk out to the ocean. There's lots of green foliage in the ocean and growth blowing in the wind by the ocean. And then today we have to recall that it is September 23rd, 2003, and it's the second anniversary of Margaret, our first handmaid's death. September 23rd, 2005, Mary speaks. There's a huge picture of Our Lady at Clearwater from July 5th, 2000 by day. And Mary says, I appeared for over a decade to tell my children of my son, Jesus' movement, and to teach them to pray. Pray to Our Lady of Clearwater. I am your mother. I appeared to teach you to pray. This is Mary's message of August 27th, 1996, and this is Emily.
I stood beneath the cross of my son, and my heart was in such pain, for I saw him before my eyes. I saw him covered with blood. I saw him die. My heart, my children, my heart to watch my son, but my heart, how I suffered for the little children of the world that give in to this world and give up the love of my son. O my little children of light, I give you this message. Carry this light into the darkness for your mother Mary, for I stood beneath the cross and I cried. I cried for the little ones. I cried for the young ones, the ones that do not care and will lose their souls. How do I make you see? For you will not listen to me. What can I do? I come, I appear, I beg, I plead. I give you these gifts for my son, and you reject me. I do not deliver messages very often anymore, for I have been ignored. The message is the same. You do not read the messages I have given to you. Please help me. Help the little children. I appear, I appear, I appear, and I am ignored. I stood beneath the cross and I cried. I cried and my heart was in such anguish for my little children, for I am searching for them this day as I searched for the child Jesus. Please, please help me. I cannot hold back the hand of my son any longer. I am Mary, your mother. I ask you to help my children. You are my children of light. That's the end of Mary's message from August 27th, 1996.
Mary speaks today. She says, go before the Blessed Sacrament and pray. Priests, go before the Blessed Sacrament and bless the people. Don't wait. My son Jesus is the Son of God, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. And then there's a picture of the exposed Eucharist. And Mary says, put a sign in front of my son's church store in China, Indiana. Tell people of our water. Spray yourselves with my Mary water. I show you my well. Mary speaks today and she says, I crushed the head of the serpent. I appeared in clear water to crush his head. And then there's a picture of Florida and it looks like a foot, which it does. And clear water is like at the heel of the foot. And it's protruding into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's right where Mary was appearing, protecting all of her children, especially in the Gulf. And then we threw acid on her face and knocked her head off. And Mary says, "You knocked off my image head. Make reparation. Tell the world. Circulate my image wallets everywhere. Print them with the web address and the Shepherds of Christ address and phone numbers. I am Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas. I have been ignored. Tell my children now. Say the prayers." And then there's the prayers Jesus was given. Jesus gave to Father Carter to pray with the litanies and the prayer for the priests at Church in the World in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. Those prayers are on the homepage. You can print them out. They're in this message. You can print them out. And that's what Jesus wants. Also, the Holy Spirit Novena with the Imprimatur. All these prayers are in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. And these prayers are real important. It's prayers to the Holy Spirit and spreading the blood of Jesus on the church and the world. And they're just really important prayers, and you can print them out. Then there was the first daily message books of daily messages that I received from the Image site in Florida that started July 8th of 1998. And this is a message that I received that's really important. It's also in the Gift to Sign a Warning book, but I'm reading the parts from today, and Emily is reading the old messages, this one being July 15th, 1998, given from the Image site in Florida.
Mary speaks, "My dear little ones, I stood beneath the cross of my son, and I cried tears of sorrow and of joy. I appear in this building that you will stand with me under his cross and live your life in love. His lesson is love to his death on the cross. He loved his enemies, those who persecuted him. Do you see him, my children, with his hands outstretched before you? I wish a crucifix to be placed at the site in the main window beside my image. My eyes are always on my son Jesus crucified, and my heart knows his resurrection from the dead. Stand with me under his cross. He is your king. His sacred heart will rule this earth. All buildings and hearts must be consecrated to him. On July 5th, 1998, our Lord asked that this place be consecrated to his heart and my heart. He descended on this site in the place of his statue. He will rule all kingdoms of this earth. I am Mary, your mother. I ask that the Ten Commandments be read at every prayer meeting here. I give to you the rule which God commands you to live by. I ask you to pray for the children of this earth, for they are being taught so many sinful things in their own homes through the television. I am so sorry for the little ones and what your world has taught them. Tell the children about their mother. Encourage youth to come on Sunday to pray with me for their church and their world. All the hours of the day spent on so many useless things, I want to teach them to pray as I taught my son Jesus from an early age. I am their heavenly mother. I love them more than any earthly mother. I want to teach them to pray my rosary and to pray for their church and their world. I want to teach them to pray for my priest sons. I want them to know about my son Jesus. I want them to know about God, and I want to teach them to be children of God. I appear here to teach the children of this earth through my rosary and the prayers of the Good Shepherd. I want to teach you, my children. I am Mary, your mother. I repeat the request I first made to this earth 2 days after I appeared. December 19, 1996, Mary speaks. My dear children, I give to you my son Jesus, born in a stable in Bethlehem on Christmas morn. He is the Almighty God, the light of the world. I appear to you, my children, on a former bank in Florida. You have made money your God. Do you know how cold are your hearts? You turn away from my son Jesus for your money. Your money is your God. I am Mary, your mother. I do not appear as I once appeared to you. I ask you today to circulate my message given on a tape on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12, 1996. Please circulate this tape now. Give it to as many people as you can. I am Mary, your mother. Please circulate my rosary book.
And Mary, yes, that Mary message tape be available at all the centers, and especially at Florida, and given to the people. So we have to make sure we're doing that.
And then July 15th, 98 continues. Mary speaks, I am teaching my children through the rosary book, Rosaries from the Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Many of the teachings you hear have come from my rosary book. Another book with short rosaries for parents and children will be used here. I ask you to help me reach my children with this rosary material. I ask you to duplicate the rosary aves and encourage children and all to pray the rosary with these meditations. The rosary aves and consecration cards have the imprimatur and can be used in schools and churches. I ask you to help circulate the prayer cards to two churches, the prayer before the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the prayer for union with Jesus, and the prayer for priests with the Shepherds of Christ prayer manual, within the Shepherds of Christ prayer manual. I ask you to spread my son's prayer manual to all the churches, that the world and the church will pray these prayers. I am Mary, your mother. From my site in Florida, I want to teach my world to pray. I stood beneath the cross and I cried. I wish you to play the Mary message now and continually from this site. I wish you to tell the children I cried beneath the cross, tears of sorrow and great joy for my children, tears of sorrow for the little ones that would lose their souls despite all my son did for them. Despite his love, they lost their souls. And tears of joy for all that would go to heaven forever and be with God for all eternity. I appear without any eyes, for you are my eyes. It is through your eyes I will reach my children. Your world is blind. Come to my Immaculate Heart through consecration. And you will see, as the Holy Spirit gives you great lights to know God. You are blind, but now you will see. My son Jesus is the light of the world. You walk in partial darkness with blinders on your eyes. You must give your hearts to me and to my son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. I brought forth my son Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. I will lead you to the light. You will see. You will be transformed anew. You will know the intimate love of my son through the consecration and the rosary. Help me, my little children. Revelation 12:1-6. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman robed with the sun, standing on the moon, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and in labor, crying aloud in the pangs of childbirth. And a second sign appeared in the sky. There was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and each of the 7 heads crowned with a coronet. Its tail swept 1/3 of the stars from the sky and hurled them to the ground. And the dragon stopped in front of the woman as she was at the point of giving birth, so that it could eat the child as soon as it was born. The woman was delivered of a boy, the son who was to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And the child was taken straight up to God and to his throne, while the woman escaped into the desert, where God had prepared a place for her to be looked after for 1260 days. Mary speaks from July 15, 98. I appear, my children. I appear, my children, on this former bank building in Florida, Our Lady clothed with the sun. I ask you to circulate my Mary message tape made on the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12, 1996. The message given to my messenger from me and my son Jesus was to make the tape that day and label the tape made on December 12, 1996, the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I appeared on the building 5 days later, looking as Our Lady of Guadalupe. You wish a sign, my sinful world. I, Mary, your mother, and my son Jesus, give you a sign. He gave himself on the cross. I tell you today, the Heavenly Father gave the sign at Guadalupe, and he gives this sign today, and you ignore the sign. The fires in Florida are a sign. Do you wish the fire from his heart to get your attention, or do you wish the fire that can destroy all those things you hold on to? When I appeared at Falmouth, I was ignored, and even after the flood, they did not respond. When I appeared at Fatima 1917, you did not obey the messages I gave you, and there was World War II, which has hurt your hearts more than your earth. We give you the sign. You do exactly as you wish. You must obey the commandments, my children. Many of your television programs have become as a beast invading the minds of my children. And a second beast... Many of your television programs have become a beast invading the minds of my children, and a second beast is your video games. Many are so vile. The devil has wiped away stars in my crown. Do you see the serpent, the evil one, that wants to destroy your hearts? I give to you this rosary book with a message dated November 12, 1996, from my son Jesus. He states, "This is a great Christmas gift for the world. Please be grateful and thank God for these revelations that I give to you. These are insights to take you into our hearts." Mary continues, "After World War II, many men made their minds their gods. They lost the sensitivity in their hearts. More than the devastation that occurred from the war was the spiritual loss of love in your hearts. You have disobeyed the request I gave at Fatima. Now I tell you today to listen to the words of my son, to pray the prayers for the renewal of the church and the world given in the prayer manual. Use the rosary meditations we have given from our hearts to lead you into your hearts, where Christ will come alive in your hearts. I appeared over 500 times to my messenger, giving rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. I wish these rosary meditations to be teaching tools for the world to know God alive in their hearts. Your world has offended God. You must pray. I wish the rosary to be recited from this site with these meditations. I wish the world to turn to prayer. I wish this message to be published immediately on the picture paper, a gift, a warning, a solution." On December 17, 1991, my son gave to my messenger a vision of his Sacred Heart on fire, ablaze with love for men. This appears on the front of God's Blue Book too. On December 17, 1996, I appeared on the building looking as Our Lady of Guadalupe. This apparition was 5 days after my request to circulate the Mary message tape, which states this tape was made on December 12, 1996. This tape was circulated at my request and the request of my son on December 13, 1996 at Tom's Farm. It was played and given to all present. After I appeared on the 5th of the month, from July 5, 1994 to October 5, 1996, my son Jesus appeared at the point of death in my church, Holy Cross Immaculata. For a period of 20 minutes, he appeared in anguishing pain to my messenger with his mouth moving because no one was listening. I appeared to this messenger over 500 times, delivering these messages to lead men to the light. We gave the direction to make Mary's message tape. 5 days later, I appeared on the building in Clearwater as a permanent sign to this world, Our Lady clothed with the sun, to lead the men to the light where they would see with the light of seven suns. I appeared in a rainbow, which matched the rainbow of the Rosary book. This book was to arrive from the publisher on the same day as my apparition, December 17, 1996. Will you listen to my son Jesus? See him as he hangs on the cross, giving his life for you. His mouth is moving and you do not hear him. I appeared, I appeared, I appeared, and you did not listen. I do not appear as I once did. The sign is given. Will you help us reach the world with the prayers of the Good Shepherd and the rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary? I and my son Jesus wish this to be a place of prayer, to help to bring to completion the mission I began at Fatima. Please, my children, help me. I am Mary, your mother. My son has revealed the deepest secrets into his heart through the messages of God's blue books, the mass books, the Spouse of the Lamb book. I have given to you the priestly newsletter to lead the priests into our hearts, to lead them into the deepest love for the Eucharistic heart of Jesus and the deepest love for the Church. It is given to the priests that they will be the followers of the Good Shepherd, loving his word and the Mass. My son Jesus gives these instruments to the Church, the priestly newsletter, and the prayers of the Good Shepherd. Help us reach the children of the earth. Souls are at stake. Do you wish to respond to suffering or to gifts? God is calling the children of the earth to be as he intended from the beginning. Little children of the Father, loving God with their whole heart, their whole mind, and their whole being. I am Mary, your mother, and I want to mother you and lead my priest sons deeply into his heart. You are children, willful in your ways. You must do the will of the Father. Live according to the commandments and according to his word. Please help me reach the children of this earth with this message. I wish this message to be circulated by all means possible to reach my children. I appear, I appear, I appear, and I am ignored. I do not appear as I once did. From Mary's Message, December 19, 1996. My dear children, I give to you my son Jesus, born in a stable in Bethlehem on Christmas morn. He is the Almighty God, the light of the world. I am the Lady clothed with the sun. I am the handmaid of the Lord. I wail aloud, bringing forth my children of the earth, and you, my children, that will help me create a garden in Florida. I am the new Eve. In this garden in Florida, I wish to bring forth good fruit, children loving God who have been given their lives and who have given their lives in consecration to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Eve sinned, and they were banned from the garden. My son shed the life-saving blood. He sweat blood in the garden for the children of Eve. I give to you my son Jesus. A sign is given, Jesus hanging on the crosses of the world. And the sign that appears for you is myself, Our Lady clothed with the sun. I am Mary, your mother. I ask you to circulate this message immediately. I ask the children of the earth to respond to the messages I have given and to the words of my son. I ask you to consecrate your hearts to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, to pray the rosary, to observe the first Saturday devotion, and to make reparation to God for the sins committed against him. I am Mary, your mother. Will you help me? Matthew 12:38-42. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees spoke up. Master, they said, we should like to see a sign from you. He replied, it is an evil and unfaithful generation that asks for a sign. The only sign it will be given is the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah remained in the belly of the sea monster for 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. On Judgment Day, the men of Nineveh will appear against this generation, and they will be its condemnation. Because when Jonah preached, they repented. And look, there is something greater than Jonah here. On Judgment Day, the Queen of the South will appear against this generation and be its condemnation. Because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And look, there is something greater than Solomon here. July 29, 1998, from the First Daily Message book, entitled, I Have Watched You Run After So Many Senseless Things. Mary speaks, my children, I have watched you run after so many senseless things. I have tried to speak to you as your mother, and you ignore me and will not listen. Every detail of your life is observed by your God. You do not understand that you cannot forget him. As the most tender mother would watch her child, he guards you by day and night. His thoughts are always on you, my child. He ponders your ways in his heart. You are his own. And my children, you smite your God. I am so torn in my heart, children. I love you with my dearest motherly love. I love you, my children. When a mother loves a child, she guards and watches them night and day. Her heart is ever attentive to their needs. Your children are being educated by the devil on the televisions, movie screens, and computer screens in the world. I do not speak of these as evils in themselves. It is how the devil has turned your television programming to beasts devouring your young. And I pray for such little ones who do not even know the Ten Commandments. My heart was pierced with a sword under the cross, for I knew despite his death, the death of my son Jesus, many would plug up their ears to me as their mother and would follow the way of the world. I write to you, my little ones, for I am your mother and I am ignored by my children. Children who do their own wills and disobey their mother suffer. She warns them of trouble ahead. She guides them on their way. She is a guardian with authority given by God to protect them. The devil has used the television, the computers, the video games to teach selfishness, not selflessness. The devil has raped the young minds of that which will lead them on a healthy spiritual path to God. The commandments are etched in stone. It is a covenant God has made with man. They are gifts of love, guides to live your life as your Father wills. The Garden of Eden was so beautiful. They were given so many good things. They were given great gifts of light and knowing God. They were blessed. They were endowed, and the serpent came to test them. And they wanted to be equal to God. They wanted their will. They wanted their will and not God's will. I am the new Eve. This is my garden. From here I wish to teach my children my way of love, the way of purity and chastity and obedience. I wish my children to be likened to God more and more each day. I ask, is God your God, or have you made yourselves gods and worshiped the molten calves? Anything that you use that has become separate from God in your heart, anything that you will not give up or use appropriately to further his kingdom has become a god in your life. I fear for my children. I see them and they have cut themselves off from God. The television plays day after day in the summer months, and they do not even know how to pray. I come to teach my children to be children of the Father. I come to teach them to pray. I come, my children, as your mother, the lady clothed with the sun, to lead you to the light, my son Jesus. He is the light of the world. I am Mary, your mother. I love you. August 11th, 1998, also from the Daily Message, Book 1, entitled, There will be a network of prayer power at 6:30 in the evening. Mary speaks, "My children, every day I will give you a message on the internet for the world. Also, here is a basic format. I am asking you to pray the prayers from the Shepherds of Christ prayer manual and recite the rosary daily, if possible, at 6:30 p.m. A through M, to pray at 6:30 their time. N through Z, to pray at 6:30 Florida time. There will be a network of prayer power pleasing your Father all through the day, and a concentration of prayer power at 6:30 in the evening. Your God is angered at the earth. Great graces will be granted if you pray as I have requested. The hand of my Son is raised, and I have asked your God to have mercy on my children. I am asking you to pray. I am asking you to consecrate your hearts to my heart and the heart of my Son Jesus. This can be given in a single line. I give my heart to Jesus and Mary with you in love. I love you. I am your mother, Mary."
And as we await tomorrow, Hurricane Rita is supposed to hit. I heard that it's the Feast of Our Lady of Mercy. But in today's message, which I only want to read the parts that are new, in today's message, you can tell that all the time I received messages from Jesus and Mary and the Father, it would say that Jesus' hand was raised. On July 7th of 2005, I got the message about the code orange because of the priest shortage. On August the 17th of 2005, I got the message that the code now was red and that the hand of Jesus was down. And in the message, you'll see how Mary and Jesus referred to the hand of Jesus as being down. And right after that, we had the devastating hurricane that was in New Orleans. And I am a messenger, Rita, and we await this devastating hurricane, Rita, tomorrow. We've prayed that God's will be done and that the people of the earth will do as God has asked us to do for the sake of the little ones that won't have the availability of priests and are learning more and more evil things from the earth. We pray that you will pray with us, that God will help us in this tremendous crisis that we're in right now.
From A Gift, A Warning, and A Solution booklet, which has on the front Our Lady of Clearwater and Our Lady of Guadalupe that look alike. I am Mary, your mother. I do not appear as I once appeared to you. I am asking you today to circulate my message given on a tape on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12, 1996. Please circulate this tape now. Give it to as many people as you can. I am Mary, your mother. Please circulate my rosary book. Mary appeared on the building December 17, 1996. And then in the message is A Gift, A Warning, and A Solution booklet. Then on the back of the book has the picture of Our Lady of Clearwater when she first appeared, and you can see the rainbow coming down onto the pavement. and on the front has, well, and then also has the picture of the Red Rosary book, which has the rainbow on it that matches Our Lady of Clearwater and came back from the printers the same day that she appeared. Looking like Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And in the beginning of the booklet, there is a lot of history about Our Lady of Guadalupe and some dates and some other things. So that'll be in the message. Today I received this message, and Mary says, I am Our Lady of Clearwater. Then Jesus wanted me to put on the brochure that he told me to put a certain way, and he designed it, and that's on the internet. And what it talks about is our different ministries, how each year we get 100,000 homemade rosaries in the Catholic schools. We send them consecration cards, rosary aves, morning offering cards, scapulars, discs, videos, coloring books, Tiny Tot coloring books. We send the newsletter that goes to now 72,000 priests in the world. The last one was on Mary and the Eucharist, and it was 16 pages, and it depended on the donations to get it out. We tell people about the Eucharist and growing in greater holiness through consecration, the rosary, adoration, and daily mass. We try to begin prayer chapters, praying for the priests at church in the world, all over the world. The prayer books that we have the imprimatur, and the prayers Jesus gave to Father Carter are in 6 languages. We have the Apostles of Eucharistic Heart, which Emily will read that message given to Father Carter. We have 24-hour adoration in China, Indiana, praying for the priests at church in the world. We have the nursing home ministry, which distributes large print, one single sentence morning offerings, praying for the priests at church in the world, the videos, the prayer apostles, the mass video. We hear the consecrations for the homes, for families, for individuals, in English and Spanish, to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. We have the stores in China, Indiana, at our church, St. Anthony's, and also at the Florida building, providing prayers, image statues, pictures, books, videos, PowerPoints, a mass book. We have the daily prayers that Mary is talking about, the prayer manual, also the Holy Spirit Novena that Jesus gave me, that's the yellow book available in 4 languages. And then here's a message that Father Carter received on the Apostles of Eucharistic Heart, which is one of our ministries. The people here spend two hours a week in front of the tabernacle praying for the intentions listed.
My dear fellow associate members, Jesus is calling special apostles to join a new division of the Shepherds of Christ movement. Here is a message from Jesus given to Father Carter, Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. Jesus speaks, My beloved priest companion, I am requesting that a new prayer movement be started under the direction of Shepherds of Christ Ministries. I am asking for volunteers who are willing to pray before the Blessed Sacrament for 1 hour twice weekly. Members of the Shepherds of Christ prayer chapters, as well as others, are invited to join this movement. These apostles are to pray for the intentions I am giving you. For part of the hour, they are to use the prayers in the Shepherds of Christ Associates Handbook. They may spend the rest of the hour as they so choose. I will use this new prayer movement within my Shepherds of Christ Ministries in a powerful way to help in the renewal of my church and the world. I will give great graces to those who join this movement. The name Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus is to be given to this movement. I am inviting my beloved Rita Ring to be coordinator for this activity. I pour out the great love of my Sacred Heart to all. I am Jesus, chief shepherd of the flock. This is indeed a special calling for us to unite in one heart with His Eucharistic Heart and pray for the following intentions. 1. For the spread of the devotion to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, culminating in the reign of the Sacred Heart and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. 2. For the Pope. 3. For all bishops of the world. 4. For all priests. 5. For all sisters and brothers in the religious life. 6. For all members of the Shepherds of Christ movement, and for the spread of this movement to the world. 7. For all members of the Catholic Church. 8. For all members of the human family. 9. For all souls in purgatory.
Today's message continues. Mary speaks, and she says, God wants a constant vigil of prayer, making reparation to Him for the offenses against God. Obey the commandments. Make reparation to our two hearts. Pray the prayers as God has given to Father Carter. Then there's a picture of Father Carter holding up the chalice and the host. We call it the through Him, with Him, and in Him picture. And a picture of Father Carter dressed in his black priestly outfit. And the message that's very important to us was given on the Feast of St. Ignatius, July 31st, 1994, to Father Carter.
Jesus speaks. My beloved priest companion, I intend to use the priestly newsletter Shepherds of Christ and the movement Shepherds of Christ Associates in a powerful way for the renewal of my church and the world. I will use the newsletter and the chapters of the Shepherds of Christ Associates as a powerful instrument for spreading devotion to my heart and my mother's heart. I am calling many to become members of the Shepherds of Christ Associates. To all of them, I will give great blessings. I will use them as instruments to help bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart in the reign of my Sacred Heart. I will give great graces to the members of the Shepherds of Christ Associates. I will call them to be deeply united to my heart and to Mary's heart, and as I lead them ever closer to my Father in the Holy Spirit. Then from October 13, 1994, the birth of the full ministries of the Shepherds of Christ, a message given to Father Carter from Jesus. Jesus speaks. My beloved priest companion, today I come to you with another mission. I am asking you to establish Shepherds of Christ Ministries. In my request, you have already begun the priestly newsletter Shepherds of Christ and the prayer chapter Shepherds of Christ Associates. I am giving you this message on this day, the 77th anniversary of the great apparition at Fatima, because of the close connection between the Shepherds of Christ movement and the Fatima message. The Fatima message is centered in devotion to my heart and my mother's heart, especially in consecration to our hearts. Shepherds of Christ Ministries is also centered in devotion to our hearts. I will use Shepherds of Christ Ministries as a great instrument in helping to bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the reign of my Sacred Heart. When this occurs, my church in the world will be experiencing the great era of peace promised by my mother at Fatima. Today then, October 13, 1994, the 77th anniversary of the great apparition at Fatima, marks the birth of the Shepherds of Christ Ministries. I pour forth the great love of my Sacred Heart to all, I am Jesus, chief shepherd of the flock. Message from Tell My People, entitled A Message Given to Father Carter from Jesus, entitled Age of the Two Hearts. Jesus speaks, My beloved priest companion, I have allowed you to experience in extraordinary fashion the riches contained in my heart and my mother's heart. I desire that you tell all my people about these riches. I desire that my people consecrate themselves to my Sacred Heart and to Mary's Immaculate Heart. My people are living in the beginnings of the Age of the Two Hearts. After the time of the purification is completed, this new era of the Church and the world will be firmly established. This era will be characterized by the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the reign of my Sacred Heart. All those who consecrate themselves to my heart and to my mother's heart will help to establish this glorious new age. I am Lord and Master. Please listen to my request. Within our hearts, you will experience the love and security, the peace and the joy which you all desire. I love my people with a tremendous love, and in my love, I give them this message. Also from Tell My People, message given to Father Carter from Jesus, entitled, Work to Make Your World Better. Jesus speaks, My beloved companion, remind my people of their responsibility toward the world. They have a duty to try to make this a better world for all to live in. Today there is much which is wrong with the world. Sin covers the face of the earth. Sins of all kinds blemish the goodness of my Father's creation. However, my mother and I are increasingly gathering our forces for the battle against Satan and his followers. We are more and more forming our followers to wage the battle to win back that part of the world dominated by Satan's influence. We are forming our followers in the ways of love. We are forming our followers with the grace which flows from the bosom of my Father, through my heart, given in the Holy Spirit, distributed through the intercession of the maternal and immaculate heart of Mary. We are forming our followers to give themselves in the greatest love for God and neighbor. We are bringing them ever more closely to our hearts so that we may draw from the flames of love of my heart and Mary's heart. The more my followers dwell in Mary's heart and my heart, the more they are enlightened and strengthened to give themselves for the salvation of the world. I am Lord and Master. I ask all to follow me and my mother to help us bring forth the great age of love and peace for the world. This age will emerge after the phase of purification has been completed. This age will be characterized by the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart and the reign of my Sacred Heart. In this great new age soon to come, my people will love and praise my Father with Mary through me and in the Holy Spirit as never before. I love my people with a tremendous burning love, and in this love I give them this message. Reflection. The world belongs to Christ. St. Paul tells us about this.
As he is the beginning, he was first to be born from the dead, so that he should be first in every way, because God wanted all perfection to be found in him and all things to be reconciled through him and for him. Everything in heaven and everything on earth, when he made peace by his death on the cross. Colossians 1:18-20.
Since the world belongs to Christ, we who are his followers must have a great love for the world as created and redeemed by God. We must labor through our participation in the Mass and through all our other prayers and good works to more and more help the Christic image of the world to shine forth in ever greater splendor. This is our duties and our privilege. Out of love for God and neighbor, let's resolve to get on with the task. End of excerpt from Tell My People by Father Carter.
September 23rd, 2005. Message continues. Today, Jesus speaks. You do not know the power the priest has. He, the priest, must pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Here is a prayer that's on the home page that we are doing.
I consecrate the church and the world to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I ask that the blood of Jesus be spread on the church and the world. By the precious body and blood of Jesus, I cast Satan far from this place, our families, the church, and the world. I pray for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church and the world.
This is a prayer from Shepherds of Christ on the homepage. The prayer that Jesus told us to pray from the September 20th message was this one. It's in red on that message, and it's also in this message.
We bless the whole world. We consecrate the whole world and all the hearts of the world to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart as far as we are able. We cast the devil far away from all in the world. We beg for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We beg for grace and mercy. On August 17, 2005, God the Father said that His Son's hand was down. From September 18, 2005 message, Mary speaks, ignore me no longer. My son's hand is down. September 15, 2005 message, Mary speaks, you will not listen. The hand of my son is down. God the Father said, August 17, 2005. Message given before hurricanes in New Orleans. August 28, 2005 at 10 o'clock a.m. Messenger. The Titanic, the unsinkable ship. Do we look at our lives like this sometimes? Jesus used the ark with Noah. The ark saved Noah, his family, and the animals. Is our church the ark? And then there's a picture of Don Bosco's vision. See the pillars, the Eucharist, the Virgin Mary. The Pope is at the helm of the ark. And then there's a picture of Noah's ark. Beneath the sea is life, even though we may not be beneath the sea is life, even though we may be unaware of it. Above the clouds, there may be stars we do not see. Beneath our skin is a beautiful network of things which function that keeps us alive. Yet we do not see our heartbeat. A woman does not see the egg inside that may someday be a beautiful human being. Mystery is all around us, but we could see matter and know it is true. The stars are... The fish are creatures of the sea, the egg real inside the woman that can become her baby someday. We are so pompous, Jesus says, and prideful in our ignorant ways, acting like we know everything. Jesus speaks, a man working on the tiniest pieces of a model ship, but in each piece with such precision, carefully laying one in its proper order next to the other. One morning after years of work on a particular model, an earthquake occurred and his little ship was wrecked as he worked in his hands. My people, I watch you build your fancy jacuzzis and put in all the jets and decorations of the most magnificent baths. fancy windows in southern Florida, so very much money above and below the sea, yachts and all your boats and homes. The time is spent in pleasure and game, sports. I sent your mother to you in the sunny state of Florida. She appeared, Our Lady clothed with the sun, Mary of miracles. As she appeared, the Pope declared the mysteries of light. Mother of miracles, I give you my sight in Florida, my waters of miracles, my Jesus water and Mary water. Many are being healed from my water I give you, cancer no more. Recognize the source. My mother appeared to tell you of my movement, Shepherds of Christ, and the plan of the Father to help in the renewal of the church and the world. Now look at the Bosco vision. And then there's a sketch. Now look at the Bosco vision, and it has the two pillars, the Eucharist and Mary, which is the new Adam and the new Eve. The Holy Father going through the two pillars on the ark, which is the church. Jesus speaks from August 28, 2005, the day before the hurricane in New Orleans. Jesus speaks, ignore me no longer. Your boats can be remnants under the sea. Even your little model ships can be shipwrecked on your dining room table. You see with the eyes of men, and when I impart my wisdom to you, you hold on to your model ships, your country clubs, golf clubs, tennis matches, and ignore the Lady of Fatima in the Americas. I have given my writings to you for over a decade, and my movement was formed with every detail long before Father Carter's death. Your priests are dwindling as I speak, all gray-haired. What are you leaving, the babies? You who had churches on every corner and locked up the tabernacle, ignored my blue book letters of love. Let me out, I call you, before it is too late. Oh, you say, we must lock the church. You can have two people doing adoration 24 hours a day and keep the churches open. You are at war and Satan has staged an attack to shipwreck many churches. When Mary's head was knocked off, there was a night watch for almost 1 year to protect my face. Your churches are closing, your priests are dwindling, all gray-haired, and you, instead of listening to me 11 years ago through Father Carter and my messenger, close the churches and the seminaries, and priest houses are dwindling, where there are several priests living in community and having a tabernacle, have barely none before the Blessed Sacrament. A clock is set at night and a person wishes to wake in the morning. All night the clock may tick and tick silently, even though the one sleeping does not hear it. But at daybreak the alarm sounds and the buzzer goes off. The hearts of old priests are ticking as they are forced at a late age to cover 3 to 5 parishes. In the stress of the people, some irate to lose their own priests. More churches will close and more tickers and old priests will sound an alarm and hopefully move on to their eternal reward in heaven. And then there's a picture of Father Carter and then a picture without Father Carter. And then an excerpt from the Priestly Newsletter 1998, issue 4. Shortly before he was to die from cancer, Joseph Cardinal Bernardine left us with these inspiring words about peace. Quote, it is the first day of November, and fall is giving way to winter. Soon the trees will lose the vibrant colors of their leaves, and snow will cover the ground. The earth will shut down and people will race to and from their destinations bundled up with warmth. For warmth. Chicago winters are harsh. It is a time of dying. But we know that spring will soon come with all its new life and wonder. It is quite clear that I will not be alive in the spring, but I will soon experience new life in a different way.
What I would like to leave behind is a simple prayer that each of you may find what I have found, God's special gift to us all. the gift of peace. When we are at peace, we find the freedom to be more fully who we are, even in the worst times. We let go of what is non-essential and embrace what is essential. We empty ourselves so that God may more fully work within us, and we become instruments in the hands of the Lord. From Cardinal Bernardine, The Gift of Peace, Loyola Press.
Jesus speaks from August 28, 2005, the day before the hurricane in New Orleans. Jesus speaks, "More and more priests are dying young. Do you see, or have you missed the stars behind the clouds and the fish in the sea? God the Father allowed Mary to appear for a decade at the end of the second millennium and into the 21st century, and you stopped her visits by shooting off her head, and you ignored the clock ticking. No fancy baths in the richest condo in sunny Florida can bring you the Eucharist. These are not the issues, the wealth and the enjoyment. It is that you are a sleeping city, and you have ignored the message of Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and I call a code red. Mary has appeared to you for over a decade, and you ignored her. On July 5, 1994, Mary began her daily visits, as you see in the Red Rosary book. Because of people, the visits of Mary was halted 14 months later, on September 11, 1995, when my messenger was told to quit delivering messages at the Holy Spirit Center from Mary. At an old seminary, she was only permitted to say Our Fathers, Hail Marys, etc., good old familiar prayers. On December 17, 1996, Mary appeared in Clearwater, the Lady clothed with the sun, Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas. She appeared for 7.5 years. Acid was thrown on her face. Her image head shot off with a slingshot. This is the image sent by God the Father to deliver the message of my movement, Shepherds of Christ, to help bring to completion the mission Mary began at Fatima at the beginning of the century. In 1912, the strongest vessel, the Titanic, sunk, and more than 1,500 passengers were killed. Luke 17:34. I tell you, on that night, when two are in one bed, one will be taken, the other left. And then, continuing, August 28, 2005, the day before the hurricane in New Orleans, Jesus speaks, "You do not get it yet. The clock is ticking, and I have given messages at the end of the century for the world and my blue books and daily messages. Satan will try to drive you into the ground, and people do not see that closing your churches so people cannot do adoration is like leaving your arms behind when you're going into battle." This is from God's Blue Book, Volume 2. "Your Bridegroom Awaits for You," February 11th, 1994, an excerpt, 4 o'clock a.m. Jesus speaks, "Oh, my sweet ones, my chosen ones, I wait for you with my love in the tabernacle. I wait for you with your arms for this cold world. Your arms in this cold war are your hearts filled with my love. You cannot be my soldiers of love in this world if you do not first seek your union with me. It is in the silence before the tabernacle that I minister to you. Come and do not be busy. Let me fill you with my love. My heart is on fire with love of you. I give this to you in the Eucharist and in front of the tabernacle. I am there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Body and blood, soul, and divinity. Come and get your arms, get your supplies. You are going into battle in this world. You are battling evil and hate. You need your ammunition, and it is found in me. Come, and I will give you your arms, my love. Oh, how I love you. I ache in my heart for your love. You do not know how I ache to behold each of you. Please come. It is in the greatest love that I am locked up in the tabernacle. Come, please, I beg you. I love you. I want you to come. I am Jesus, Son of God, and I am waiting for you this very day. Come to me, and I will give you all you need. I love you, Jesus. December 20th, 1993, 2:40 a.m. from God's Blue Book 1, entitled, Angels Will Read the Message. Jesus speaks. Who will read the message? Angels will read the message. I will be by their side. I want the message out. I want them out, I tell you. I want my people to hear all I am telling you. I want not a few, but all to hear these words. They are private revelations given by me to my people. The souls are oh so hungry for this one. They need to get these messages. I am one crying in the desert. Make ready the way of the Lord. Prepare ye a path for the Master. He comes as a child in a stable. His people are asleep. Where are they, and what are they doing with their busy lives? The angels will read the messages. They will rock the heavens, and all will know my love and my might. From the housetops, shout this. Proclaim, the day of the Lord is approaching. Make ready a path for him. Will you comply with this demand to deliver a message to my people? Time, child, is so short. You must ready all with my words of love. They are half asleep and dazed. They walk this earth with blinders on their eyes. My day will rock them off their rockers, and they will know it is I with whom they deal. No mistake will be made as to what is happening. All will see my power and my might. From the heavens shall come a sign, and all will know from whence it comes. And the days that follow will be days to prepare men's hearts for my coming. I will not come unannounced. I will come with my power, my might, and you will know what you will behold. Men will turn their hearts to me with these messages. Get them out, I tell you, for their need is very great. I am patient, and yet I am demanding. Ready yourself for this day of the Lord. I come as a baby into your midst. The angels sing, the choirs of heaven rejoice, and you will know soon that I am very close to you all. Indeed, you will know. What awaits those in their feeble hearts? They run after such useless things when I, God, am talking in these letters. They think their world is their end. What an awakening they will have, a wide awakening. I knock to make ready for my coming. You hear my knock on your door in the night. Make ready this path so my people will read these letters of love. I am mighty and worthy of such praise. My people must realize my love and my intense might. What sign do you need? Do you think these messages were for your ears alone? Such power and wisdom in Rita's purse. This is not the idea. They are for all. My ease goes with you all in all your undertakings to get these messages out. Slow, too slow, I tell you. Shout my message from the housetops that I am Lord and I am coming in your midst as a baby. But with such might, my time is at hand. You tarry too long, my little ones. Time you do not have. This world is crazy. People are so busy at the malls. Oh, what foolish ones. I come as a baby into your midst. This is my birthday, and whom do you worship? You worship idols. It is all such a sick world. Make ready my path, my little ones. Time is so short, and you must not tarry any longer, for into your hands I place my words for the world. They are mighty, little ones. Read them. What do you do with these words? Do you want proof? Look at me hanging on the cross. It is out of this love of you I died a brutal death. Do you think I would not go to this extent to save the souls of my loved ones? Why would I come to this earth, give my life for all my beautiful creatures, and then at this stage of the game not send some mighty medicine to cure my sick little ones? You possess the mighty medicine. I mixed it with such love, and I hand-delivered each message to shake my people to my love. The heavens will rock, and the Son of Man will appear on a cloud, and the glory of the Lord will be shown on high. Get busy, you little people. The angels declare my words that are given here. This is my gift to my people, distinct, clear letters proclaiming my love. Are you listening? Do you think I would not try everything to save my beloved ones? Oh, I will go to any extent to save these little ones, so ornery, so stupid in their ways, so sinful in this world, but so precious to me. I come in my glory, and I want every last soul. I am God. Why would I not speak to you? I wait for you. I wait, I wait. But you are all so blind and dense. What you do is so silly. Your ways here have become sick, and your hearts have become hard. But shout it from the housetops. I loved you to my death. I love you all in your sickness. I want you united under the mantle of my mother, praying and honoring God. America, turn yourselves around before it is too late. Come and heed my hearkening. Come, come, my children. Time is so short, and a lot of mending must be done in your hearts. You have hardened them, and now they must come back to life. Only I can give you this life in your hearts. Heed my words here. I am gentle and kind in heart. My heart is a heart of love. I have hand-delivered these messages to my people, and you are my delivery boys. Get them going, little ones. You tarry too much. My gift to my people is my love this Christmas. I am showering all at this center with grace this season. The devotion here pleases me, but more must flock, and they will be changed from hardened hearts to hearts for God. I am God, little ones. I came and I died a brutal death. I am calling to you to deliver this now. Make this your top priority, so they will hear my message of love and know the love I have for them. Do not tarry. Do this today, little ones. Then there's pictures of all four God's Blue Books. And then also, August 28, 2005 continues. From the day before the hurricane in New Orleans, Jesus speaks. Help me give my tiny top books to the babies who will have fewer and fewer priests to serve them. This is my movement. My hand is raised. Help me now before it is too late. And then there's a picture of the prayer manual and the priestly newsletter. Oh, for a decade she appeared and you would not listen. My people do not even tithe anymore. Many give $1, $5. What will you leave your babies? A pot of money and very few priests. And that's the end of the August 28, 2000 message, the day before the hurricane in New Orleans.
I am the good shepherd. Today Jesus speaks, and this is what he says. And then he told me to put in this picture of St. Peter getting the keys and him with the good shepherd, with the sheep. And then Jesus said, what is the message I give you? And then he says, I have all the power. And then he wanted me to make it clear that on the second month, the 17th day, that's when the Noah's flood occurred. And that was when I got the message to start the first Blue Book meeting, was the second month, the 17th day. And he gave me an important message in God's Blue Book too, that started out like, how's the weather? Anyway, so today he says, what is the message I give you? I have all the power. Genesis 7, 11 to 12, 17 to 24. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, that very day, all the springs of the great deep burst through, and the slushies of heaven opened, and heavy rains fell on earth for 40 days and 40 nights. The flood lasted 40 days on earth. The water swelled, lifting the ark until it floated off the ground. The water rose, swelling higher above the ground, and the ark drifted away over the waters. The waters rose higher and higher above the ground until all the highest mountains under the whole of heaven were submerged. The waters reached their peak 15 cubits above the submerged mountains, and all living things that stirred on earth perished. birds, cattle, wild animals, all the creatures swarming over the earth, and all human beings, everything, with the least breath of life in its nostrils, everything on dry land died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People, animals, creeping things, and birds. They were wiped off the earth, and only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters maintained their level on earth for 150 days. I remember after I got the message from God the Father, exactly a month after Mary appeared in clear water in rainbow color, which they have said is a sign of the covenant that he made with the people that he would never destroy the whole earth again by a flood. But in that message that day on January 18th of 1997, he said, do you remember the accounts of Noah? And that also is in this message. But I remember he said he was going to wipe something off in that message. So when we read it later, God the Father said that we should all listen attentively to that. But today I say in this message, on the second month, the 17th day, I got the following message on the day of the first Blue Book meeting from God's Blue Book, Volume 2. The first 17th meeting was February 17th, 1994. We did it every month until the 13th started, which was real close to when Mary appeared on the building. Then she appeared on December 17th.